HarperCollins presents The Lucky Penny by Dilly Court. Read by Annie Aldington. Chapter 1. St. Paul's Churchyard, London, 1865. The chilly east wind that rampaged up the Thames from the North Sea was no respecter of persons. It tugged at the fashionable ladies' bonnets and tossed the gentlemen's top hats off with carefree vigour, sending them bouncing down the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral to land at Flora's small feet.
"Pick it up and give it back to the man!"
Gert Fox gave Flora a shove that almost toppled the tiny six-year-old over. Used to such treatment, Flora ran after the expensive top hat and snatched it up. She glanced over her shoulder at Gert, who scowled and jerked her head in the direction of the hatless gentleman, who was standing outside the imposing entrance. Obediently, Flora climbed the flight of steps and handed the hat back to its owner. The gentleman took it with a smile.
"Thank you, my dear."
"Aren't you going to give the child something, Arthur? See how thin and pale she is. I doubt if she's had a decent meal in days."
The pretty lady who stood at his side smiled down at Flora, and her husband put his hand in his pocket. He pressed a penny into Flora's outstretched palm.
"I'm much obliged to you, sir."
Flora repeated the words parrot fashion. She knew that Gert was listening, and if she failed to say the mantra, she'd been taught there would be trouble.
"How quaint," the pretty lady said, smiling. "What delightful manners for a street child."
She turned to the small girl, whose hand she was holding, and gave it a gentle shake.
"Are you paying attention, Arabella?"
"Why hasn't she got any shoes on, Mama?"
Arabella stared at Flora's bare feet, which were turning a delicate shade of blue.
"And her dress is torn and dirty."
"Hush, dear. It isn't polite to make remarks about other people's appearance."
The gentleman tut-tutted behind his walrus moustache.
"We came to show our daughter the glory of St. Paul's, Constance. I suggest we go in out of the cold."
Arabella slipped her hands out of the fur muff that hung from a gold guard chain around her neck. She peeled off her woolen mittens and held them out to Flora.
"Here, put these on, girl. I have my muff."
Flora took them, but she was unsure as to what to do next, and she glanced anxiously at Gert, who stepped forward, baring her yellow teeth in a sickly smile.
"I'm sorry, Your Honour."
She cuffed Flora around the head.
"My girl got no right to go begging, sir. We're proud people, even if my old man is serving time in Newgate."
Flora looked up at her aghast.
"No, he's not, Gert. He's in the pub."
She received another clip, this time around her ear, which made her yelp with pain. Arabella's mother took her by the hand and dragged her, protesting loudly, into the cathedral. The gentleman eyed Gert askance.
"I think you had this planned, madam. My name is Sir Arthur Stewart, and I served several years as a magistrate. I've seen many of your kind brought before me in court, so you won't get another penny piece from me. Now take the child away before I call for a constable, and I suggest you treat her better in future."
Gert backed away.
"I'm just a poor woman, sir."
Shyly, Flora handed him the mittens.
"Tough for thee, sir, but they ain't mine."
"What's your name, child?"
"Don't tell nothing, Flora."
Gert stood at the bottom of the steps, beckoning frantically.
"You better come quick or you'll feel your dad's slipper on your backside." "You aren't fit to be a mother to this poor child,"
Sir Arthur said angrily.
"She ain't my mother."
Flora felt safer with the wide flight of steps between her and her tormentor.
"And Sidney Fox ain't me dad."
"It's lies, sir."
Gert clutched her hands to her flat bosom.
"I still remember the agony of giving birth to the ungrateful little brat."
"She's not my mother."
Flora moved a little closer to Sir Arthur. She knew instinctively that she could trust the tall man with the bushy moustache and eyebrows to match. She had suffered enough knocks and bruises in her short life to know when someone was likely to lash out with their fists. Sir Arthur...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?